Hi folks, we're very grateful during this season to be looking back on a year full of successes, how God has blessed the work that we've done, and we haven't been able to express enough our gratitude to all of you who have made this work possible through 2025. We are so grateful for all of you, because we couldn't do this work without your support. So thank you so much for your financial support, for your prayers, and for engaging when we've asked for phone calls and letters to go into the state capitol. So with that, I just want to say thank you, especially for the recent fund drive that we did around Giving Tuesday, leading up to Giving Tuesday, and we did exceed our goal of $35,000. So thank you so much for that. That was so encouraging. We made it up to $38,000 for our Giving Tuesday campaign. So we're really, really grateful for that. And we're starting out December in a good place and looking towards just really finishing out the year strong. And we do ask that you would help us with that by making sure that your friends know about Family Protection Ministries. And if you haven't been able to make a contribution this year so far, we encourage you to do that. But also, this time of year is when we are trying to sort of assess our situation and know how we can start out our new year. Right now, we are actually cutting back hours for staff, and that's tough to do this time of year as we're getting ready to start off in January. January 6th, the legislature comes back, so we're hoping that we can bring in enough support through December to start off January in a really good place. So we are leaving that in God's hands, and hope that you will join with us as we work hard to preserve homeschool freedom in the state of California. So with that, let's get into our updates. Welcome to the Frontline with FPM, where we talk about California politics, homeschool freedom, parental rights, and the family. I'm your host, Nathan Pierce, and thanks for joining us today. Let's jump right in and see what's going on here on the Frontline. As we get started today, I want to read a verse out of Galatians 4, 4 and 5. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. Isn't this a beautiful piece of scripture that outlines the gospel for us, saying that God sent his Son that we might receive adoption as sons? And it's such a great time of year to be reflecting on the gospel and the joy of salvation that we have through Christ. And this is such an important truth, as the gospel is important, as scripture is important, as raising our children to understand these truths is important. And that's why FPM is here. And we are here because of the salvation that we have in Christ, but we're also here because that truth needs to be preached, and it needs to be preached to our children. And that very act is under attack here in California, as it is across the nation. And we know from Christ himself that those who believe in Jesus Christ are always going to be persecuted, are always going to be thought badly of, are always going to be made fun of. And this because of their faith. And today is no different than any other time in history, that those that fight for the truth, that preach the truth and defend the truth, are those that are looked down on by those that don't hold to the truth. And so today here in California, those things are under attack now as they've ever been, and we need to work hard, be vigilant, be diligent, keeping watch over our freedoms so that we can continue to speak truth to our children, to those around us, without fear of government overreach, without the fear of government intrusion into our homes and without fear of the government persecuting us for our beliefs and for preaching truth. So it's with that opening that I want to say Merry Christmas to everyone, and we are grateful that we are able to celebrate Christmas here in our state. In many places, it is illegal to celebrate Christmas, and it is illegal to speak the truth of the gospel of Christmas to those around us. And so we're grateful for the freedoms that we have, and we want to maintain those freedoms for generations to come. Because of your partnership in 2025, we've had a number of victories, and we talked about those a number of times over the last 6-8 months. And this year has also been a season of really intentional preparation for the future. Seeing that attacks are coming, there's a big wave preparing, and it's already hitting other states across the nation. Attacks on homeschool freedom, attacks on the truth, attacks on family, attacks on gender. These things are not going to just fade away into the night. They are coming for us, and there's very real intentioned people focused on those attacks and wanting to take away our freedoms, our ability to teach our children. And so as we look back, we're reminded again of the preservation of freedom, and that it's never the result of one organization alone. We have to work together, and it's a labor of faithful community, working together, praying together, giving together, and trusting the Lord together. So we want to continue doing that through the rest of this year as we finish out 2025 and as we start into 2026. This year has also, as I mentioned, been a season of preparation. And by that, I mean that we've been working here at FPM to try to build our training courses, our training events, our training internship program, and our training government class, all to be better prepared to expand these opportunities to reach more people with our training programs, training events in the future, to reach more people with our government class, more students with our internship programs, and be able to reach a wider group of people living in the state of California, as our support community has decreased over the last 10 or 20 years. And that's been very difficult for us financially, but it's also concerning to me that we are losing a significant portion of the population that used to defend homeschool freedoms, defend the family in California. And I think that a lot of this is people moving to other states, which is totally reasonable, I get that, but it leaves us in a state where we need to work extra hard. Those that remain here in California, we need to work extra hard to be vigilant to preserve the freedoms that we have here in our state, which we do have a lot of freedom, so we have much to maintain. And so this year we've worked hard to invest time and resources in redesigned programs, scalable, structured internship programs and training events, so that we can train more people throughout the state to be defenders of freedom, to know and understand the legislative process better, and to know how they can have an impact on it. So with our Hold the Line and homeschool freedom events, that's one of the things that we focused on this year, as well as with expanding our internship program this year quite a bit, and the government class as well. So all of this means that Family Protection Ministries is positioned to be more strategic in investing in the future of our state, but it's also a opportunity for strategic investment for donors, for people that want to support the work that we're doing. We're able to make that financial investment go further than ever before, because of how we are working hard to make every dollar go further than it did last year, and trying to make sure that we are being good stewards of the resources that we have, and also make sure that we're making the most of volunteers, interns, and students that are able to join with us to do the work of detecting legislative activity in Sacramento, analyzing bills, monitoring them as they go through the legislative process, and then ultimately taking action on bills that need action and working to preserve our freedoms. As we do that, we've been seeing a growing push for more data collection in the public school system. And in the public school system, I'm including in that all schools that are that answer to the government in terms of funding and resources. And there's been this continued push for more centralized student tracking, and that's why a story from several years ago isn't just history. It's a reminder of how crucial that victory was. And I have a story to tell you about SB2, and it's important today because of how it's impacting its results. The victory we had there is still impacting us today because more and more people are being pushed to submit more and more data into a statewide longitudinal database system if you are a part of a public school or public school program like a charter school. In 2019, California Senate Bill 2, proposed by Senator Glaser, proposed creating a statewide longitudinal database system, a cradle-to-career system, yes, that's what they call it, cradle-to-career system that would track student records across school years, institutions, and even into the workforce. On the surface, the goal was data coordination, but under the surface was a troubling implication. SB2 originally included students from private schools and homeschools, even though these schools operate under a different legal structure and do not receive state funding. The bill would have allowed the government to collect and centralize data on private school and homeschool students with no clear limits or accountability. And that's when I stepped in. I realized that this was going to have a tremendous impact on private schools and private homeschools. And I thought originally, they must have just made a mistake in the wording. And they must not really want to apply it to all of us. So I worked to try to find out more information. And here's the story. I already emailed. I'd already called in. But I couldn't get a meeting with the key staffer in the Senator Glaser's office who was handling SB2. So one day I simply walked into the office and asked for an appointment. They told me that the staffer wasn't available, but I was welcome to call or email to schedule something. I told them kindly but firmly that I already had done that. And then I said, I understand that she's busy. I can wait in the lobby and I can wait all day until she has a little bit of time to talk with me. I only need 5 minutes and I'm willing to come back tomorrow if that's what it takes. So 10 minutes later, they let me in. We sat down and I explained how private schools in California operate under a completely different section of law than public schools. I explained that they don't receive state funds and are not accountable to the same government authorities. The staffer was genuinely surprised. She didn't know any of this. That five-minute meeting turned into a much longer conversation, and I gave her my proposed amendment language to change the bill to not impact private schools, private homeschools, and I left. Hopeful, but not naive. I, for weeks afterwards, followed up, called, and requested a status update from her, but nothing. No news, no movement, no amendment in print, no updates at all, even though I kept following up. I gave plenty of time, several weeks. Eventually, I called a friend of mine in another legislator's office who was working together with Glaser's office on another project, another bill, and asked, can you help me get through to this staffer? And the next day, while walking in the front door at home for lunch, my phone rang, and it was Senator Glaser's staff. They wanted to talk with me about the amendment language that I had submitted weeks earlier, and they wanted to do it right now. There was only one problem. I could not find a quiet place. One of my kids was watching Andrew Poudois of IEW teaching writing in the living room. Another was learning algebra from Steve Demi of Matthew C. in the bedroom. My amazing wife was teaching our littlest ones to bake in the kitchen. and there was a violin and a piano being played in different rooms. Both bathrooms were occupied, so I did the only thing I could. I went in the pantry, shut the door, and took the call, surrounded by bags of beans, rice, and cans of tomatoes. I made my case again, clearly and calmly. They thanked me, took another look, and ultimately accepted my amendment. It was in print the next day. SB2 itself didn't pass in 2019, but the story doesn't end there. 2 years later, in 2021, the same cradle-to-career data system was revised and revived into the state budget as part of AB 132. If you remember, in 2021, the legislature was doing a lot of work behind closed doors and in late-night meetings over Zoom. And in this particular case, this bill was pushed through in the state budget late at night. This time, it became law, but something important was also part of the state budget, the private school and homeschool exemption that I had written into the SB2 amendment. That language protected families then, and it still protects them now. Here's the bottom line. If you are a private school or homeschool parent in California, your child's records are not in the state database because of this one amendment. Born out of one meeting, one pantry phone call, and months of persistent advocacy, this is the kind of work we do here at Family Protection Ministries. It's not always glamorous, it's not always fast, but it's faithful. And the payoff is, it's still ongoing. We stand guard so you can raise your children in freedom. So let's get into some specific bills this year. 2025 legislation. The session was very busy, and we remained on the front lines defending parental authority and the freedom of private home education. Because of your support, we scanned and tracked more than 2,000 bills, engaged directly with lawmakers, and equipped families with timely, actionable guidance. AB 727. We scoured this legislation and secured key amendments, exempting private homeschool students from being forced to include LGBTQ chat room hotlines on their student IDs. AB 767 curbed well-meaning efforts to protect private homeschoolers from sexually violent predators. Private homeschool locations would have been published, inadvertently posing serious safety threats to children. AB 601 engaged with the author's office on how this and other bills would change mandated reporting. We expressed concerns about the erosion of long-standing parental protections. Bills were later amended. AB 495, that expanded California's caregiver affidavit law by allowing distant relatives to claim authority over children with no identity verification or parental knowledge. Although amended to be better than the original, FPM opposed the final version of AB 495 because it undermines parental rights and creates dangerous loopholes. We now focus on educating parents, mobilizing leaders, and urging legislators nationwide to strengthen, not weaken, protections for the parent-child relationship. FPM continued to expose the risks of education savings accounts and similar programs that use public funds to influence private education. We analyzed new ESA proposals, educated families, and emphasized a core principle: public funding always brings public control. Yet, God's way, God's will done God's way, will not lack God's provision. Across the country, homeschool freedom is facing unprecedented challenges. A coordinated movement, driven largely by the Coalition for Responsible Home Education and legislation modeled after the Make Homeschooling Safe Act, is pressing state governments to clamp down on parental rights. These efforts are often disguised in the language of health, safety, or child protection, but the underlying message is clear. Parents cannot be trusted to direct their children's education without government intervention. So here's the big picture. At the heart of these efforts lies a consistent threat to religious liberty and parental authority. Some states have attempted to abolish or restrict religious exemptions, forcing families to comply with burdensome state statutes even when their convictions call them down a different path. Others have adopted or proposed definitions of homeschooling so narrow that their entire categories of families could be excluded from teaching their children at home. Meanwhile, local officials and school districts have often acted ultra vires, far beyond their legal authority, adding requirements that do not exist in statute, launching investigations where none are warranted. At the heart of these efforts lies a consistent threat to religious liberty and parental authority. Some states have attempted to abolish or restrict religious exemptions, forcing families to comply with burdensome state statutes even when their convictions call them down a different path. Others have adopted or proposed definitions of homeschooling so narrow that entire categories of families could be excluded from teaching their children at home. Meanwhile, local efforts have been made by school districts to act far beyond their legal authority, adding requirements that do not exist in statute, launching investigations where none are warranted, and spreading an assumption that the state, rather than parents, is the ultimate guardian of children's welfare. This assumption is deeply flawed, obviously, and completely out of step with God's design. Scripture clearly teaches that the primary responsibility for the training and education of children lies squarely upon parents, not upon civil government. The threats we face are real, and the past year proves that they are accelerating. Yet so is the opportunity. By standing firm, supporting one another, and living out the truth that parents are the first and best educators of their children, we can preserve the freedom to homeschool for the next generation. In the midst of all this, Family Protection Ministries finds itself uniquely prepared for such a time as this. For nearly 40 years, we have stood watch in Sacramento, defending the rights of California parents to direct the education of their children. Our team has walked the halls of the Capitol, testified in committees, built relationships with lawmakers, and trained generations of advocates. Because of this long-term faithfulness, we have seen what works and what doesn't when it comes to defending homeschool freedom. Leaders from across the nation and even around the world now look to FPM for wisdom, strategy, and encouragement. The foundational work we undertook in the past and continued in 2025, redesigned programs, scalable structures, high-impact training events, and systems ready for growth, has not only strengthened our efforts here in California, but has also positioned us to assist homeschool leaders in other states who are now confronting CRHE-inspired legislation and MHSA-style proposals. One of the most promising tools the Lord has given us is our internship training program. This program is designed to equip young men and women with a biblical understanding of civil government and parental rights, train them in practical on-the-ground advocacy and policy work, and engage them with work or send them out prepared to serve in key roles here in California, in other states, and even in national or international efforts. This program has the potential to scale and multiply our impact far beyond what our small staff alone could accomplish, but it can only grow as God's people provide the resources to expand it. So, while we are well-trained for these days, the reality is we cannot do this work without fresh financial support. Inflation and the departure of families from California have diminished our financial support. The scope of today's threats is greater than ever, and the need for vigilant, principled advocacy is growing in every direction. To continue serving California families faithfully and to respond to the calls for help from other states, we must strengthen our base of support. So the battles ahead will not be won by accident. They will be won through the prayers of God's people, the steady perseverance of families who refuse to give up, and the practical sacrificial giving of those who understand what is truly at stake. Please continue to pray for us here at Family Protection Ministries. Please continue to support our work. Even a $5 donation will add up over time. We can use your donations of any amount. So please contribute today. It is something that doesn't take a lot. It's quick and easy to do. And we would ask that you would share this with your friends. If you know of others that care about the freedom to privately homeschool in California, please tell them about Family Protection Ministries and the work we do here to protect homeschool freedom, both for your family and for mine, for our children and for our grandchildren. For generations to come, we want to preserve the freedom to homeschool, and we want to preserve the family the way that God designed it. So let's stand together and work to preserve this freedom that we have through the end of this year, 2025, and into next year, 2026. Thanks so much, and we'll see you again next time. Thanks for joining us for this episode of The Frontline with FPM. For more information about the topics we discuss here, check out Family Protection Ministries at fpmca.org and subscribe to our channel.
We're working right now on getting you a annual report on Family Protection Ministries and a year-end letter. So look for that in your mailbox. The kids are working on putting it together right now so we can get it in the mail to you.